And then that factors.
Yeah, it's a 3 over the negative.
That's videotaping. And timing.
I do think that that they win the permutation argument. I think you don't do really not enough with 2 and C, and definitely not enough with 2 and R to explain why severing is bad. In a textual sense, like kind of by being textually competitive. I don't think that's a new argument. I think that's legitimate, even though the 2R is never confident on this, but I think you get all the arguments out. I think that's an answer back to your severance permutation. I think it's real close, though. I think you only need to do a little bit more. You make the argument that means no counterpoint can compete, but I think you have to impact that, especially in light of the fact that they're using arguments from your conditionality good defense. They said real world and policymaking were both there. So I think they can just add the part of the counterpoint text on for the plan text. But you don't have an answer to the net benefit. You know, you don't plan to advocate the permutation at the end. You even say this means the counterpoint goes away. That doesn't mean that the net benefits go in. He does a lot of the 2 and R to explain how the plan opens up new markets for tobacco, and you don't really ever have an answer to the internal links or the impacts to that. So I think they win on both the cigarettes and the cigars net benefit. And that's what I end up voting on. I think Clinton, I think they control the uniqueness because of the impact-specific uniqueness evidence. I think if you want to win a link turn, you need to have a card that says that these processes are faltering. Or maybe use your other political capital arguments to make an argument that the internal link might be messed up. We can't account for that, the other arguments you're making. But your link turn evidence is pretty good. There's an anti-embargo mood forming in the Congress, and it's popular with the public, too. But their Congress evidence is also pretty good. I think that the link direction goes a little bit their way just because they have evidence that talks about their cards just a little bit better, talks about the conservative Republicans in Helms, who's part of
Helms. I dropped that argument.
Yeah, and you're not doing any work to compare it. So I think the link direction goes a little bit their way. The popularity part doesn't matter because you don't answer this rampant assertion by the 2 and R that Clinton's already a super popular president, so you can't improve it. I think the internal link extension was legitimate, but you still need to have uniqueness for the term. So the other uniqueness arguments don't really end up making too much of a difference. They control the speech process direction. You don't have an answer back to the fact that the CTBT was already accounted for. The evidence says he's hoarding his capital. And you don't have any cards to say that the Congress was involved in the Korea thing. Your cards hint that Congress might become involved in the Korea thing in the future, but that's not the way you're spinning the argument. You're trying to use it to say that he's already spent his capital. But regardless, they control the uniqueness, so I don't think you can get an advantage from it, even though the link direction does go a little bit your way.
Uragua.
He doesn't have enough investment now. I don't think the uniqueness argument, which is the first thing that 7-2-AR gets you very far, given that they have specific evidence that says that he needs more investment than what he has already. I think, though, that your cards say that he wants to replace it with alternative energy, are good, and better than your cards that say that it's a complement to it. But there's two things about that. One is by the time the 2AR rolls around, you're not really spinning it as much of an offensive argument. You're just kind of saying co-op solves is a way to get you out the impact. You don't make an argument that says that we need to lift the embargo so that you can get that type of alternative energy technology to stop the reactor. So I think there was potential there maybe for you to have offense, but I don't think you do that in 2AR. And I also think that you're right about their impact card, which just talks about the spread of radiation, which if you're going to go for that argument as offense, you wouldn't want to extend the impact ticket. So there's no offensive for you. There's no impact to it. And I'll just replace it, but no turn offense for you.
I saw things generally the same. I kind of deduced a couple things differently. Hi, I'm Will, coach of Michigan State. Let me start out by saying, I think that you would have won this debate if you just extended the case in the 2AR.
Yeah, I understood.
I mean, in the world where you win your arguments, I think there are two easy ways to win this debate in 2AR. One is to say that in a world where the counterplan is not competitive or the permutation is legitimate, that you can advocate that permutation and it rectifies all of their net benefits. Okay? And that that's legitimate in light of the conditional nature of the counterplan. And those arguments aren't new in the 2AR in light of the fact that the first discussion we hear by them of what to do in a world where the counterplan is not competitive is made at the bottom of a different piece of paper, right? He says at the bottom of the plan, I can win even if the counterplan is not competitive. And you should say, no, you can't win if the counterplan is competitive. It isn't new for me to say that. And secondly, when you won the permutation discussion, which I won't repeat very much if it's virtually identical to what Sully said, they have to win if the status quo is a preferable option. The only offensive argument they have is the tobacco argument. I envision that you could easily win that the case stands to be larger than that. And, I mean, you literally didn't extend any offensive argument in my eyes other than turns to Clinton and potentially Iraq. The permutation discussion, I didn't vote for you on this. I saw it slightly differently than Sully did. I didn't even think that the argument you made about textual competition really reacted to their 1AR argument that severability is not proven to be bad. I consider those to be two distinct theoretical questions, and they were made as two distinct theoretical questions in the 1AR. One was the question as to whether or not textual competition versus functional or some other form of competition is preferable for determining the competition of counterplan. Another one is whether or not it's just okay to sever, you know what I mean? And while some of the warrants as to why textual competition is bad draw on themes of severability, I think those questions are different, and those are different arguments made by the affirmative in the same package. Also, even if you had won your argument that textual competition is bad, but you did say that therefore no counterplan would compete, I think that you didn't impact that to the same degree that maybe they did. So I then looked at the status quo. I did not think that there was a unique link turn to Clinton, but I think I thought that there was more trouble with the link than Sully did. I think that in order for you to win the uniqueness to the turn, you have to answer their kind of paradigmatic approach that you need to read an issue-specific uniqueness card, or you need to make the argument that I really considered for a long time, which is because your link uniqueness evidence postdates their issue-specific uniqueness evidence, then his capital is already tubed, which I think you said in the 2AR for the first time, and his paradigmatic approach, I think, was made in the second negative constructive. Does that make sense? And even if you did, you didn't break it down the way that I just broke it down. Does that make sense? In terms of the link, I think that you're in more trouble in the link than was discussed by some of my colleagues here. First of all, I saw the reversibility argument, and maybe I misblowed what it was supposed to be in reaction to, but to me, that argument called into question whether or not, even if a Congress liked the plan, that would be functionally possible to build political capital, or whether or not they would just, does that make sense, whether or not that link is reversible. And maybe you didn't intend it to react to that. It seems like maybe you didn't based on reaction that you had to what Sully said. And I question whether or not Congress is involved in the plan at all, which was an argument, a huge discussion that was going on, and maybe it was done in reaction to whether or not they're involved in Korea at all, right? But that would call into question for me whether or not capital can be built. All right, these are all arguments in the same kind of dump at the top of the flow, and, you know, forgive me if they weren't applied perfectly.
Yeah, I think that the reversibility argument I was making, I think I was saying that when they're not unique, they can't prove they can overcome those. I think that's what I was saying.
Okay. Your communication was...
was poor.
Well, I mean, two of the judges misunderstood it. You know, and it's on tape. Uragua, I also saw in the same general light that Sully did, but slightly differently. I kind of did think that their evidence, which suggested that alternative energy would be done in addition to, as opposed to, in contrast to nuclear power, was clearly stronger than your evidence. I thought your evidence suggested that it would be a wise approach for the United States to try to push that initiative with Castro, but I did not think that it was pragmatic, and their evidence I thought was far more pragmatic in terms of whether or not Castro would ever pursue that option. I mean, their evidence spoke with the voice of Castro saying that he didn't think that that would go down. I also think that even if I had voted for you as an absolute turn on Nicaragua, I think that your defensive answers against the impact don't make it larger than the full risk of the tobacco argument. So I thought the status quo was a preferable option because of an uncontested tobacco dissent, and I didn't think you had a unique offensive argument. Or if you did have a risk of your own argument, it wasn't big enough. I have a few editorial comments. This is the second time I've watched you debate today, John, where I was puzzled by some of the second negative decisions in light of where the debate was likely to go down. I don't understand why in the world you would reserve the option of the status quo and not defensively say anything against the case. I think you lucked out that they didn't use that against you. I don't understand why either team thinks that Clinton even is a net benefit to this counterclaim. Right? I mean, it just isn't. Right? And it seems to strategically, at varying times in the debate, favor teams to simply speak with the voice of truth that there is no link which shows the distinction between the plan, which is inclusive of tobacco exports, and the counterplan, which isn't. There's no link as it relates to the political ramifications of that. It could have made your life a lot easier in the 2-1-R. The first time they spun it as a net benefit was the 1-AR. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just figured because I was going to pull up a scenario so that you need to think that it could have really hurt me, that was kind of a mistake probably.
But yeah, it could have hurt you.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
We sat here for a half hour and had fun. You know what I mean? It hurt. You know? I thought the first negative rebuttal was excellent. Maybe the best. I've seen you debate very well, but that might have been the best I've seen you debate. It was excellent, and I think that the option of the status quo is a hell of an option in light of the case arguments.
Yeah.
Right? And if you speak with it, you felt that you had that degree of confidence in terms of controlling the issue-specific uniqueness, then getting rid of the counterplan was pretty good, and that tobacco dissent doesn't go anywhere. You know what I mean?
Right. I thought I was
going
to counterclaim the theory debate. That's the reason I did that, and that was a miscalculation.
Well, the counterclaim theory debate grew in the 1AR because it had to. They had no offensive argument against the strategy. You know what I mean? And you know they were. I thought you were doing a lot against the case, and you know, the extension of everything in one, I thought was pretty aggressive and pretty good. That's it. I don't even think your rival's a net benefit either. All right? I don't think anything's a net benefit but tobacco. You know, but who knows?
All right, it's my turn. I saw it similarly, but I'll make some distinctions, I guess. I figured going into the 2-1-R that you were going to go for the case and get out of the counterplan, almost, because I thought that that gives you the possibility to win on Clinton and to jag whatever the reactor is. I can't pronounce it, but I think at the point I think that you lose the perm debate too, but I don't necessarily think it hurts you because I think that that makes the counterplan go away and then the tobacco disad sits there unmitigated, whereas the only answer is, and why Levin says in the 2AC that he's handling them together, if the counterplan goes away, then I sort of think you get the tobacco disad. You all agree with that. I think that you could have done some things on the perm debate. I mean, I think that you can get out of this policymaker argument that he's making and the severance arguments that he's making relatively easily if you answer them and if you will engage in a debate why you know impact severing, I guess, is all I have to say there, because that will give me some reason not to vote for the perm, you know. But
well, I mean, it's not hard of a severability stat.
Yeah, I know. Particularly since I thought app conditionality bad in my negative swamp and
suspended
negative.
Say it. Yeah. Everyone thinks severability.
I mean, I'm not like.
You're right.
I'm not suggesting you do anything radical or anything.
I'm not But, I'm not that good.
Counterclaim goes away. Smoking dissent is weighing against Alabama with no case at that point. I look to Clinton, and if I need to, I feel like there is potentially there's more risk of Clinton than there is of the turn to Clinton, because I don't see any uniqueness story at all on the top of the turn, like, to make the turn unique. Like, the Republican Congress cards become blink outs as opposed to blink turns without a uniqueness card in my mind. And while they're good, I don't know that they overcome the risk of John's argument that he will have to push against Helms and Burton, right? And that he'll have to push that within the Congress. But I don't really think that you develop it as well in the 2NR as you do in the 2NC, talking about why he'll have to push the Capitol. And I think that would make it easier to vote on Clinton. But I didn't evaluate the debate thinking that I would vote for Clinton, because I think tobacco alone is enough to outweigh the status quo. I looked to Clinton to see if there was enough offense for Alabama in order to win back the debate on Clinton. And absent the uniqueness for the turn, I don't think that that's happening. And then on the reactor, I don't know. I agree with Will on this one. I think that, like, I think that your cards are more descriptive or more prescriptive of what would be an ideal policy, but I don't really see an indication that there's any suggestion of cooperation from Cuba or from us and getting your turn card on Jaguara to actually happen, right? It seems to me to be saying, if this were to happen, it would be a good idea. Well, whereas I think their supplementary evidence does a better job of outlining that Castro won't do it. And I think that answers back my problem with your turn card on that as well. Other than that, I really have not much else to say, but I'll answer questions, criticisms, scathing attacks.
I have one question that's kind of a poll of the group. Do you think I was winning top talent?
I haven't thought about that in a while.
No, man, I know it's been an hour.
I didn't look at it very much, but I thought there was a possibility, just because you, in the 1AR, kind of make this argument at the top of it. It's not just about what a sanction is. Mm-hmm. And there's not, I do remember there wasn't much in the 1AR that's supposed to, you know, this is what a sanction is, or this is why it doesn't matter.
I felt like you guys were making distinctions on the topicality, which made me think that it was a decent argument, you know, but I don't know whether I'd suggest you go for it or not. I haven't looked.
What do you think about that? The 1NR says that we ultimately will let the embargo to go away.
Yeah, that was the new spin you would have had to answer.
Yeah.
It's his argument. There's no need to use, because we defend
that answer. Right.
And, well, yeah, and it does still do so, right? Because you can't counterplan around the effect of the plan. But, you know, you were doing that second time I've seen you do nearly all today. I'm down with nearly all. Look, I mean, you know, yeah. I'm with you. Nearly all, ain't three sanctions.
Yeah. Do you think it's credible for us to read these? I mean, you think the 90-second key shell is a good thing there? So we want to keep it going. I mean, I know that might be a little much, but, I mean.
It didn't trade off with, I mean, you still have plenty of offense in the 1NC.
I think you still have six off, you know. You know, I mean, if you're going to become a nearly all T team, I mean, that's, you're not going to, like, win on the nag every time, you know? I mean, but, yeah, it's, you know, I kind of got an impression, judging earlier today, that you kind of are on this mission to not let affirmers get away with a small number of things on the plan. You can continue that quest as long as you don't become zealous about it. You know what I mean? I mean, when it's true, and it's a winner, you know?
I think you already had a little bit better of a spin on that. I think maybe just a card that better evidence that describes that all of the sanctions, Cuban Democracy Act, and all that stuff, that they all have those. I think the categories argument is a defensible one, but I think you need maybe better evidence that describes how all the sanctions against Cuba have those categories.
One last thing. I think that on the top of the Clinton debate, where there was that big, it was the North Korea debate that was sort of meshing, at least on my mind, with the Cuba debate, like, and the reversibility/sanction. And I think that you need to do a better job of separating both teams need to do a better job of separating the sanctions lifted as uniqueness and the sanctions lifted as the link to explain like how the story takes place. You know.
All right. That's it.